So, first of all, I want to pass a big shalom and greetings from our congregation, Gates of Zion, that were established in Odessa in 95 after Jewish Messianic Festival, that actually Jonathan and David led that time. And I actually was not able to go to the festival, but Rabbi Yura brought me to the congregation. And when I came out to the congregation, I felt that really it's my home. And the Lord spoke to me. He said to me that this is your home, so build it. Do you understand my English? So I hope if you will not understand, then wave me. Come on, stop. We want to hear something useful. So then through David and Sandy, after I received big encouragement to go to some festivals and to grow in the Lord. And really, I want to thank them, thank David and Sandy for this wonderful input that they had in my life through the Holy Spirit. It encouraged me a lot and brought me to the places where I never thought I will be. Because Lord, He has better thoughts about us than we have about ourselves. He has better idea about us than we have about ourselves. So He really changed my personality. He actually made me a different person. It's amazing. And so are you also, I hope, yeah? Each of us experienced wonderful transformation from the Lord. And I want to share with you today about some place in this passage of Pinchas in chapter 25, where it's spoken about women that would be instrument to the destruction of Israel for some time. And let's read from the verse 14 till 17. If something wrong with my English, please forgive me. It's not by purpose. It's just because I'm not speaking fluently. So, the name of the man from Israel who was killed, put to death with the woman from Midian, was Zimri, the son of Salu, leader of one of the clans from the tribe of Shimon. The name of the woman from Midian who was killed was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur, and he was head of the people in one of the clan of Midian. Adonai said to Moshe, "Treat the Midians as enemies and attack them, because they are treating you as enemies by the trickery they used to deceive you in the poor included and in the affair of their sister Cozbi." I'm writing Cozbi, is it okay? Do you understand what is it? What kind of sister is it? The daughter of the leader of Midian, the woman who was killed, and day of the plague in the poor incident, after the plague. So, interesting that Balaam, after he couldn't curse the Israel, he find a different way how to get his money. He taught Midians how to, by trickery way, to fulfill their desire and accomplish their purpose. Probably you sometimes heard about desert or would walk around the desert or hear about the desert experience. And probably you will name it, what's happening with person who desperate of water in desert and he want to move and find the place of refuge, place where he has water. What's happening with that person? What he going to see? What he going to see? Mirage, yeah? Mirage. And when he see mirage, he trying to take his all efforts to get to that place, to find the place where he would be in, again, good condition. His vision like renewed. He trying to find the way how to get there. Probably you saw some movies about it, when person is climbing to the sand, he almost dying, and suddenly he sees something. And he quickly goes there. And what discouragement is happening when he sees that nothing is there? And problem with mirage, that person believing to his vision, but he doesn't get into the real thing. And what's happening with why I'm quoting this example? Because it's almost what happened with Israel in desert. Because Balaam helped Midians to kind of create for Israel some kind of mirage. Mirage of relationship. Mirage of success. Mirage of achievement. Mirage of fulfillment goal. And they did it through some woman that they probably asked or taught how to do it. And name of this woman, probably help me how his name, her name, Cosby, yeah? It actually mean devour. Devour. Woman that actually will devour Israel. They said that many women would do it, but only this name actually like label to all these kind of activities. So Balaam could not curse Israel, so he taught how to do it in a different way. And Midians become very friendly, very welcoming to towards Israel's, and they would invite them to their homes, would spend time with them, so friendly, so nice, and would call them to fornication, call them to idolatry, and would turn their faces from their eyes from the Lord towards their goals. They would inspire their fleshly desires to go forward and find mirage peace, mirage joy, mirage help, mirage fulfillment of the vision, everything like mirage. Because goal of this mirage was to kill Israel. I don't know, maybe somebody read famous American writer Ray Bradbury. Did you something? Maybe something. I remember one story how he would explain story of conquering the Mars, planet Mars. Do you understand me? You with me? So, and one team of astronauts after another would go to the Mars, it would not return. And on the Earth, they would wondering what's happening with them. What's happening with those tough guys, really good guys that want to achieve goal to investigate this planet and actually bring prosperity to the Earth. And he is writing about one team that went to Israel and to Mars. Sorry, to Mars, yeah. And on the way to Mars, they didn't know about it, but people who would actually settlements of the Mars would see that a spaceship is coming, and they would start to scan their mind, their soul, and would find out what's actually in them, what is a place in them that they could touch to make them armless, to make them insecure, to direct them to the different way. And they would find their memories about their past, how, what kind of place they want to see, what kind of people they want to meet. And they would prepare, before they are coming to the Mars, prepare that villages, that places, that people. They would actually make, would look like those people. And when these guys with clear vision, clear understanding about their goal, about their purpose and destiny would come to the Mars and would try to very carefully to search what's happened actually. Why those people didn't come back, would not send any report. They would see from their spaceships that beautiful villages, beautiful homes, and suddenly they meet relatives, suddenly they meet people that they want to meet for a long time or that already passed away, and they would meet with them, they would spend time with them, and would open their soul to them. And only after some of them start to think, stop a minute, something wrong with it. My father and mother already died, but I see them here. What happened with me? And they could not resist it. They would lose place of safety, of security, place of vision that they had from their chiefs that would send them there. And they would go to the place, unknown place, mirage place. They would kind of open themselves to these things and would be killed. So same thing started to happen with Israel. They would start to be attracted to these women that would attract them, but actually the purpose of them were to kill and destroy Israel. And main goal of these things that I'm explaining, desires of the flesh that were inspired by, could be inspired by some people, some things in our life, it's to turn our eyes from the purposes of God, from the visions that God gave towards your life, to destiny that He has for you. Because when you're doing it, you're losing your spaceship, you're losing your place, you're losing your possibilities to please God. And only He is real. Only His things that you're doing before Him and for Him is really real, because He is real God. He's created everything, and He is not illusion. He is bringing us to real life. And when we remember New Testament, Brit Hadashah, there is written that Yeshua, He is our life. He came and He brought us life and reality. He didn't bring us to the mirage. He brought us to real destiny, real life, and eternal life. Amen. So, and I want to quote one more scripture from the book of Romans that actually explaining what I just tried to explain, but more accurate, Paul's way. Let's read from Romans chapter 1, from 20, verse 20, till 24. And when we will see, when we will read, you will see step by step how this process is unfolding in our minds when we are not careful to be in life, to be in reality of God. I will read from this last part of 20th verse and we'll continue on. Therefore, they have no excuse, because also they know who God is, they do not glorify Him as God or thank Him. On the contrary, they have become futile in their thinking, in their undiscerning hearts, have become darkened. Claiming to be wise, they have become fools. In fact, they have exchanged the glory of immortal God for mere images like a mortal human being, or like birds, animals, or reptiles, that actually some of them a lot of this place. This is why God has given them up to willingness of their hearts, lusts, to the shameful misuse of each other's bodies. They have exchanged the truth of God for falsehood by worshipping and serving created things rather than the Creator. Praised be He is forever. Amen. So, we will see how this process is happening in our minds when we seeing or moving toward mirage side, toward these unreality things. And we could see how it's happening in lives of many believers that really know who God is, but they would turn their eyes from Him and would look for their own desire, would look for their own life. But Lord gave us His life. We are not anymore belonging to ourselves. We belong to Him. Israel does not belong to Israel itself. Israel created for God, to fulfill His purposes. Only this is one reason why He called Abraham and created these people for glorifying His name, to praise Him, to be with Him, to delight with Him, to find strength in Him, to fulfill His destiny, to be real people on this earth to all nations. Because without it, no salvation, no God's goals, no achievement of those goals. So, and we should remember that Yeshua, He is our life, and He has placed us in most secure place on this earth to glorify Him and to do His work on this earth. We are His body, by the way. We are His body here and in many other different places where people gathered in His name or doing work in His name. We actually moving forward to fulfill His destiny in our lives. So, and I want to conclude with some kind of выводы, как это лучше сказать, some conclusions, yeah. This passage showing us that we should make stand, because God is jealous God, and He would, when His people would turn back towards Him, He would jealously will try to regain them back, because we are His property. When somebody is stealing something from you, you're trying to quickly, police, quickly stop him, because he took my thing. It belonged to me. I bought it. So nobody has right on it. Only I am owner. So Lord, He is the owner of our soul. And He would not would share it with somebody. And He will fight for us. And thank God He put this jealous desire towards the heart of Pinchas to see and to show to His people how God is actually loving them. Because if God loves us, He is correcting us and He directing us. So we could not find in this earth place of kind of I'm not for God and not for this world. Place of, you know, when war would be for a while stopped, how in English it's called, this time of period where, ceasefire, yeah. There is no ceasefire for us. We should take His position in any cases. Because when we not glorifying God through our minds, through our soul, through our body, then this name, girl is coming after our soul, to bring us to her tent, to bring us to her desire. And actually, she already has knife for our neck. And we know that Lord controlling everything, but we have right to choose where to see, where to go, what to choose. And we should commit our eyes, our souls, towards God's purposes, because He saved us for Himself. This is only one reason. So we could not be on this place of nowhere. No, I'm just sitting and I'm isolated from God's work, and I'm kind of trying to isolate myself from bad things also. Because God is a jealous God. And also we see that Lord made covenant with Pinchas, covenant of His shalom. We could read it, but my English not so perfect. I would not beat your ears with more incorrect words. So, and He actually made covenant with Pinchas, covenant of His shalom. When we taking jealous position towards God's purposes, He giving us shalom. Sometimes we're thinking, oh, why I'm not having shalom in my soul? take God's position. Take stand, God's stand in your life. And then you will have shalom. Be jealous towards to minister God, to minister people, and He will give you shalom. He will make this covenant with you. And third thing that I want to say, through this thing, God actually exposed those people who would not follow Him, who would pretend that they are followers, but they not followed Him. And after this story, there was big, massive death of people of Israel. And after this death, Lord said to Moshe, count the Israelites. And they counted, and they find it out that those people who were not willing to go to Promised Land, they were already dead. So it was finishing of this story. And it's good when Lord is exposing our souls in light of His word and showing us where to look and where to not look, where to go and where not to go. It's His mercy toward us. And let's conclude with this wonderful passage from Ephesians chapter 4. And maybe I will ask that somebody who speaks English better would read it. Ephesians chapter 4, from 17 to till 24. Okay.
Ephesians 4:17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Messiah, if indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Yeshua, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
Amen. And let God will produce in us, and He's doing it each day, this jealous and standing before Him and serving Him from with all our soul, with all our might, and with all that we have. Amen. Amen.
Okay. That picture of a mirage is such a clear picture, is it not? The idea that you see something, it's false, but it renews your vision. It causes your motivation to jump up, so you run to it, but it's really not true. Cosby the mirage. Well, thank you, Alexander. Thank you, Rabbi. We're going to receive an offering now. I'd like the ushers to come forward. You know that, of course, in the United States, we're going through challenging times economically. The times in Ukraine are even more difficult than ours. The prices of basic things, basic food, basic everything, has increased so much. The local currency is devalued so much that salaries today have roughly a quarter of the buying power that they had just a year or two ago. And so what was an adequate salary is no longer, and it's really quite a difficult situation. We have the chance to give blessing to our brothers and to their families. Everything that you're giving now is going to go directly to them. Nothing will be held back for the congregation. We want to bless them and help them and their families continue on in the extraordinary ministries that they're doing in Ukraine. These are good men. These are men with a long history and lots of fruit, and men that Sandy and I know and know well, and who we can highly recommend to you. Their families are committed to serving God. And it's really great that we have the chance to bless them too. So as you're giving, I encourage you, be generous and allow the Lord to use you to bring blessing to them. Lord, we thank you that you bless us and you give to us that we could bless others. And we pray now, Lord, for our rabbis and their families, that you would watch over them, that you would protect them, that you would be providing for them, for their families, for the needs that they have, so that they can continue to faithfully lead their congregations, faithfully bringing the good news of Messiah Yeshua, faithfully standing up for Yeshua and bringing comfort to the Jewish people of their cities. Bless them, strengthen them, renew them, I pray, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to ask Sandy and you three to come up and join me on the bima. We're going to... Paula, why don't you join us too? Paula lived in Kiev both with us and after we were gone, and is a close friend with Yura and his wife and many others in Ukraine. Let's stand together. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and the Lord protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord favor you with all of his grace. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you shalom. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Come join us in the other room and have oneg with us.